Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. Troy Dooley here. I happen to be the host of this show. And I get excited daily as we start to dive into the different books, the different topics that we get into. You know, I sit around and analyze things probably a little bit too much for some people, but one of the things that I constantly do is try to improve myself. My whole focus, my whole belief, I guess you could say, in life is if I can better myself, if I can continue to grow as an individual, then I can continue to support and grow those around me. And you know, I think at the end of the day, that's truly what it's all about. It doesn't matter what business you're in. It doesn't matter if you're running a nonprofit or a profit corporation. At the end of the day, if you truly want to add value to people's lives, which happens to be the creed that I live by, it's the reason I joined the company as an executive officer and equity partner, was because I believe that is the end result that we should all be looking for. We should be truly looking for ways to add value to our lives, to add value to other people's lives, to fulfill the mission that we have in life. Some people call it a purpose. Probably my military background, I see it as a true mission in life. I talk to people on a regular basis, and it does surprise me sometimes how many people jump daily from one what seems to be one passion to another, jump. And I think, how can you do that when you haven't fulfilled the passion that you were just sharing with me about a week ago or 2 weeks ago? And I struggle with it sometimes, to be quite honest. I sit there and I think, how do they do this? You know, what is it that separates? What is it that causes some people to succeed? In other words, what causes people to get better all the time, which is our 11th chapter that we're looking at right now. 11th chapter in Dr. Henry Cloud's book, Integrity, The Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality. And I started reading through this today, and I thought, wow, here is just a phenomenal breakdown of what we've been going through. He starts this chapter off talking about his friend. His friend is a CFO of a major record label and had succeeded and had grown and was doing awesome things. But it came to a time when he said, you know what, I'm burnt out. I want to do something more. I want to add more value. I want to do something different. So he downsized. Here's a guy that has reached the top of his career, sold his fancy car, downsized, moved into a career he knew nothing about, real estate. He went in and got all the books he could, took some courses, soon had his broker's license, went on to start buying commercial property, especially in California. One day, Dr. Henry Cloud was chatting with him, and he said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm liquidating. He said, liquidating? He said, yeah. He said, man, I'm learning everything I can learn about the Internet. He goes, it's going to be the wave of the future. And sure enough, he started an offline, online firm, and very soon was succeeding again in the Internet boom. At the time, Dr. Henry Cloud was not really focused on his personal life. He was just focused on his business success and was excited to hear what he was doing. But very quickly, he learned some things. Dr. Cloud says, I did not connect it at the time to what was the real reason he was doing all this. He goes, now I know. It's a drive to grow into more. He wanted to grow into more than he was at any given moment. His term for what he called was curiosity. What is around the corner? He said at the same period of time that he was growing in business, he said, I saw him enter the world of personal growth. He would go weekly to therapy, join a 12-step community, and meet regularly with others who were in the personal growth as well. At 40, he did something painful. He took up golf as an adult with the goal of becoming a reasonably low handicapper. Now, trust me, I've played golf. It's not something you take up later in life. You hopefully take it up like Tiger Woods did when you're like 7 or 8. But as I went through this and I started looking, the whole theme of this chapter was amazing to me, because basically it is those people that succeed Those people that we look at and say, how did they hold their marriage together? How did they hold their business together? How did they get their kids through school? How did they grow such a gigantic sales organization? It's because they personally cannot stop growing. They have to continue to grow. Dr. Cloud says he was literally unable not to develop and to create what I call increase or more. The more is about becoming who he was as a person in life, in business, and in his race relationships. It was the curiosity and drive to develop into more ability, more knowledge, more completeness, and ultimately more experience. One of the things that I get excited about as I read through books is when I see where I've grown as an individual. See, it's one thing to go out there and call yourself a leader. It's another thing to have people that actually want to follow your teachings, follow your philosophies, and they grow to be bigger and better leaders than you. And I've been blessed to see that happen. As I look, as I dug in deep to what he was saying here, I started to realize this is what my driving passion is in life. And you may think that's funny. You may say, well, Troy, dadgum, you're 47. You just had a birthday. You're trying to tell us that all this time you've been teaching us, you didn't know what your passion was? No, not that. Not at all. What I'm saying is that every day that you grow, you start to get a better definition of who and what you are. At night, when I shut down the office and move to the back, I become Papa and Daddy. That's a role that I get to play. I play it 24/7, but it's a role at night that I really enjoy. Sometimes I play the role of consultant in the MLM industry, or an advocate, or an ambassador. And those are all good things. Sometimes I get to play the role of Senior Vice President of Sales at Ignite 360, and that's awesome. But at the end of the day, the role that I get to play the most, the one that I'm passionate about, is being Troy Dooley. And as I read through this chapter, I realized, wow, I fit some of the mold here, and I have some other areas that I got to work on, but I can see where my character is starting to become integrated. It's gaining that integrity, and that's what I hope, and I pray that the listeners, that you guys are hearing. It's fun because I watch our show grow. We're having 400 or 500 listens now. People are downloading this from iTunes, and I get excited because it's not me. It's the stuff that we're sharing. I had a lady over on Facebook say, Troy, I bought the book, and it's already making a big difference in my life. I get stoked with that. Here's some things that we've got to look at. If you want to be a person who has the integrity, the courage to meet the demand of reality, then you've got to become a person with a drive to grow. Dr. Cloud says people with this character trait leave a wake of making things bigger and better over time. I'm going through a struggle personally. I'll just share it with you right now. You know, when you take a new position with a corporation, you put your own demands on yourself. You wanna hit the benchmarks. You wanna be able to give direct answers all the time to your partners. You wanna be able to lead the field the way it needs to be led. And I gotta admit, man, there's days when I feel like I'm not doing all that could be done, that somehow I'm falling short of the expectations of the primary owners of the company, that I'm falling short of the expectations of the team at the command center, that I'm falling short of the expectations of those in the field. And I struggle with that, because I want to be able to add value to people's lives. See, I my benchmark on whether I'm a success or not has nothing to do with the numbers, the financial transactions at all. It always has to do with the people transactions. Have I added value to somebody's life? Am I kicking it up? Am I doing what needs to be done? And that's when I realized as I was reading this that my drive to grow needs to be larger than my impatience of wanting to see it happen today. See, people with character, this character trait, leave a wake of making things happen bigger and better over time. It takes time to make it happen. See, when people solve problems that are out there, they're certainly going to make things better. And I've helped solve some problems already with people's lives and companies and causes that I'm with. But what makes it even better when you know that you're growing is that you solidify relationships and you help the relationships grow. That you help them expand in ways that's beyond the regular belief factor. People get excited about that. Dr. Cloud says, in life, some people are good problem solvers, but they're not growers. They clean up the messes that they've encountered in themselves and in others, and as a result, are pretty clean. They run a clean business, they have clean relationships, things work, but they don't become more than they are. They're just good maintainers, which is opposite than growers. That's what I never want to fall into. I don't want to maintain the status quo. I want to grow a thriving organization, a thriving business, a thriving relationship. That's the name of the game. I want my kids to say, I want a relationship like Mom and Dad had. I want to be able to get this thing kicking up. I want to do something exciting. I want to do something that's magnificent. I want to take it to the next level. That's the key. That's how we build things. That's how we grow. That's what we have to do. You know, that's the power behind what we do, is that we help other people grow. When you do that, you know the sky's the limit. That's the key. See, that's what we have to do. And as I sat there, I get excited because I realize that as I read through Dr. Henry Cloud's book, I realize that together we can do this. You know, that's the key to what it is that we're doing. And that's the key that I want you guys to think about. Do you have this driving passion to grow? If you don't, then that may be part one of the frustration that you're having. See, the more we get into things called character, the more we see the integration and wholeness that is paramount. It all goes together, and when we're stuck in one and not the other, when we just get part of it right and not the other, then we get ourselves messed up. We stop growing. We become maintainers, and that's what we don't want to be. We don't want to be a maintainer. We want to be a grower. That is the deal. See, you've got to be able to continue to grow. You've got to have this passion. Now, sometimes, this is the funny thing about this, and sometimes, every time we get into this, every time I analyze it, this is what happens. People say, well, I want to be normal. People say, I want to, and they don't realize that being normal isn't really normal anymore. See, normal people are constantly growing. You're either growing or dying. To be normal, you're growing. You start growing when you come out of your mama's womb, and you continue to grow every day. Here's what sadly has happened. Dr. Cloud doesn't talk about this. I'm just going to run through it because it came from Seth Godin's book, Linchpin. The reason as adults that we have stopped growing is because of the schools and the corporations. We are taught through school to go get a good job, go to work for the corporation, stay with the corporation for 150 years and retire with a gold watch. All of a sudden, we get into this trap of being content with the status quo. When you look at the big picture of things, corporations are people, you realize that the normality is really the abnormality. Those companies that are growing, those people that you think are a success, those people in your life that are always happy are the ones that are always growing. That's what happens. You've got to focus. You've got to have a drive. You've got to drive and move forward. Listen to what Dr. Cloud writes here. Things that are alive naturally have a curiosity for increasing experience, skills, knowledge, and other things in life. If you look at children, this is one of the things that stands out most. They are always looking for the next experience, what's around the corner. In fact, the big problem in parenting is not to get them motivated, but to discipline and limit their natural motivation in a helpful direction and manner. That's why I say normal is not common. But see, what happens is, as adults, we go out there and we want to see what's around the corner, and we stick our nose around the corner and somebody slaps it. So we stop. I mean, see if you can relate to this. Think about this. You're growing up. You're an adolescent. So you're in high school. Man, the rock music, the country and western songs, everybody's jamming. You're having fun, whatever group you hang with. And you start to sing and somebody says, "Geez, shut up. Your voice sounds like a toad." Maybe they just have an ear infection. But all of a sudden, you don't want to sing anymore. Maybe that passion to sing could have been tweaked in some really powerful talent, but because you got your nose slapped, you stop. Or you see this hot young lady, and you say, "Man, I just want to ask her out," and you ask her out, and she says no. Or in my case, get this. This is what happened to me. We had this beautiful young lady in the youth group, and I was single at the time, nobody. So I said, "Hey, would you like to go to the Christmas dinner with me at church?" And she said, "Oh, I'd love to." And I'm feeling pretty good. It's like, this kicks butt. This is going to rock. Now, she later married a good friend of mine, and she's a wonderful girl. But what happened was somebody at school asked her out for the same night, somebody she wanted to go out with. So instead of telling me no, she had a friend tell me, "Hey, I don't think she's going to go out with you." So I played dumb, called her up and said, "Are you ready to go?" And she said, "No, I've got a date." At that moment, I could have said, "Screw this, I don't need this headache." But I didn't. I went on to marry the most beautiful and wonderful woman in the world. Had to ask her out a few times. Had to chase her for a few years. I had the drive to continue to grow into the man that she needed me to be. Or maybe you go out for that job interview and they say, "No, your resume sucks." So you decide, "Well, I'm never going to be the man. I'm never going to have the positions that I think I can work in and help companies," and you give it up. See, this is what we cannot do ever. You cannot let the hurt of the past, you cannot let the experiences of your past and the limiting beliefs that we have because of them stifle your hunger for growth. You should constantly be wanting to grow, constantly be looking for the right answers, constantly be digging deep to make the changes. My daddy used to always say, "You're a diamond in the rough, boy." My eighth grade coach said, "You're a diamond in the rough, boy." My 11th grade history teacher said, "You know what? There is nothing under the sun that you can't do. Nothing. You can do anything you want to set your mind to." And I think, wow, this is great. And I think we can do this. See, that's what sets us apart. That's what sets us apart and makes us who we are today, is that driving passion to say, "I'm not going to quit. I'm going to have a hunger for growth. I'm going to take it to the next level. I'm going to dig this thing hard, dig this thing deep. I'm going to make it work. I want to be better than I was yesterday. I want to be the leader out there. I don't want to let my past experiences hold me back from what might be." As I sat there and I listened in my mind of all my teachers, and I had some teachers that told me the opposite. "You're dumb. You're stupid. your mom and dad must not teach you a lot. I blew that crap off. Everything I've done in life, I've done because most people won't do it. You don't go around every day and hearing people that are bounty hunters. First of all, it's kind of dangerous. And obviously, if the person didn't go to court, they really don't want to go to court when you pick them up either. Big difference. Not everybody's a Marine. First in, last out. You walk into a hot zone, you know there's nobody in front of you but the enemy. And when you're leaving, you pray to God that all the friendlies are there waving you off and that there's not a sniper somewhere saying, I'm going to get one last pot shot at them. Even marriage. 50% of the world don't stick it out long enough and aren't committed. Network marketing. Most people do it as a hobby, never look at it as a business. This is what sets us apart as leaders. This is what we're driving and striving to do. We cannot lose the hunger for personal growth, to want to be better, to want to add growth to other people. See, I know at the end of the day, I don't know what they're going to put on my epitaph, however the heck you say that word. I don't know what they're going to put on my doggone tombstone. But I pray that the one phrase they don't leave out says he lived an epic adventure. Because when you live that epic adventure, you're a pioneer. You're going somewhere where most people haven't gone, and you're leading others there. And once they get there, they usually take that epic adventure and they make it better than you ever dreamed of. See, some people say, well, that's a gamble. No, it's not. It's a calculated risk. When you move into a new territory, you're not gambling. You're not rolling the dice. You're taking a calculated risk. Risk means that you do something that has the possibility of a bad outcome, but you embrace the possibilities that are okay and are okay with it. It's a voluntary exposure to danger of some sort. You know that there's risk. You know there's no guarantee. I took the position at Ignite 360 knowing that the majority of direct selling companies, the majority of companies that decide to do a direct selling arm, do not last. I knew that going into it. I knew that there was one other company that had never been able to get to the level they wanted to be at. I knew that. I knew that direct sellers don't really pick up on this type of a business. But that's okay. I knew those risks going in. I know what I'm looking for. That's the key to where we're going. See, successful characters take risk. You want to know the biggest risk is doing a radio show and trying to impact people in some way with a nugget of information. Putting yourself out there in front. Trying to take it to that next level. That's the key. Dr. Cloud talks about the necessary ingredients. Summing it all up, he says, so what does it take to create growth? What do these characters do to make this happen? There's a lot of ways to talk about it, but one of the best ways comes from physics. Whether you're growing a company or a person, you're going to find that growth happens in the same way that it happens in the physical world. This is great. A law of physics called the second law of thermodynamics says, the entropy or chaos, the opposite of growth, a winding down process, increases over time. You can readily see that in life that we have already talked about it. Anything left to its own natural causes will just die. It gets disorganized. It starts to rust. We see this all the time. My daddy, who I love dearly, has given up his passion to grow, to thrive. And my mama's got to watch every day as he slowly just deteriorates. It's a law of physics. But see, with us, if we take this law of physics and we say, how can we apply it into our own life? Number one, first is energy. There has to be an input of energy from outside, an input of energy from a separate source that gives us motivation. It can be the love of your wife. It can be the excitement of your kids. It can be anything. It can be, listen, It can be healthy, passionate sex if you're in a monogamous relationship, because that brings two people together as one. It allows you both to enjoy each other. It allows you both to say, we love you, we want you, we crave you, and all of a sudden that gives that motivation, that internal energy. Men or women, it doesn't matter. The second thing that we have to have is a template to work off of. This is where I've talked about the myth of practice. Practice makes perfect is wrong. Perfect practice makes perfect. Okay, you got to have a template. Now, we all know there's no such thing as perfect, but we also know that if we're practicing wrong and we don't have the right skill set, then we're not going to get better. So you got to have that template. That template allows you to know what you got to practice on, what you got to focus on. That's where Tom Hopp's book, Time Out, came into play. It's phenomenal. Dr. Cloud says the number one reason for lack of growth in people's lives that he's observed is the absence of joining forces outside themselves to push them to grow. You have got to read books. You've got to have mentors. You've got to focus on where you're going. You've got to look at what other people have done ahead of you. You've got to know. There's not a battle that we've been in the United States that we did not look at past battles first and say, what were the strategies? We put the strategies into play, but the one thing that kept us going was the passion for the crusade that we were on, and that's where you've got to come in. What is that personal mission, that driving passion, your kazon that you have? That's the energy that's going to propel you forward. And now you look at the template. What's it take to make it happen? How are you going to put it to work? Here's some ways that you can do that. You get a personal coach, you get a personal therapy. You find a support group of like-minded people, whether it's a parental problem, a spiritual problem, business problem, doesn't matter. You look for training experiences. You continue your education. You go on retreats. You get accountability relationships, people that you can trust to talk to. You start reading and studying. You get courses. I spend more on a monthly basis than most people spend in a year just on personal development and business development. Start small, work your way up. You do a lot of praying, man. I'm probably on my knees more than most people at 47 years old. You have to do what you have to do. You've got to grow it. You've got to take it to the next level. You've got to submit yourself to somebody that's already been there, somebody that's further down the road than you are. And most of all, you cannot live outside of your value system. Characters who grow balance, Dr. Cloud says, are hungry, are hungry in gratitude. They celebrate growth and victory. They know the meaning of the Jewish proverb, a desired accomplished is sweet to the soul. When they grow and accomplish something, it really matters to them. It's internalized. That's what we have to do. You should buy this book. There's so much more that we could go through. But as we wind it down, an overview of character has been, our overview of character has been based on the importance of the integration at a micro or a macro level. The big picture is, well, all the aspects of character are whole and they're coming together. See, the integrated character feels the same hunger and awareness of the drive in all areas, the relational, spiritual, intellectual, business, you name it, in that they create balance and growth in one area. That one area fuels growth in others. All of a sudden, it just becomes a mushroom effect. They continue to grow. Putting it all together means that for growth to happen, people are fully alive. They're hungry for more and not afraid to go out there and seek it. In other words, they're willing to go out and live an epic adventure. It's a powerful situation. Tomorrow we start in chapter 12. When you're small, you're bigger. You're going to love this chapter. It's phenomenal. Live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here tomorrow morning with me for Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.